USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party. Fire crews in Oregon and Washington also still battling those raging fires. They made some progress yesterday on some of them and are hoping a storm that moved into the region last night will help. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that President Trump should step out of office even before the election because of his poor handling of the pandemic. He spoke on a CNN-sponsored town hall, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Trump administration now funneling more assistance to the nation's farmers, as at a rally last night in Wisconsin. The president said an additional $13 billion is on its way to farmers impacted by coronavirus starting next week. Previously, the president announced a $19 billion package to help farmers back in April. Also at the rally, the president said of the November election and his reelection race against Democrat Joe Biden.
Biden wins. Very simple. China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Meanwhile, a former top aide to Vice President Mike Pence reportedly plans to vote for Joe Biden. Olivia Troy posting a video online arguing that Trump has failed to protect the American people during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and has a, quote, flat-out disregard for human life. This is USA Radio.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, taking another tool away from his city police. And USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist to prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. I'm John Hunt.
And Burger King is now revealing what's exactly in its Whopper. The recipe is right on the wrapper. They've printed the ingredients saying they want to point out that the burger is all natural, meaning no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.